Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce Member Success Stories. My name is Tom Cooper. As you know, this is our series of interviews with members of the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce. During these conversations, we're taking a little time to get to know a member and to learn about how the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce has helped them with their business. Today, we're hearing from Chamber member John Connors from AAA Vacations. As we sat down, John shared an important lesson he learned from his mentor about getting out of the office and connecting with others.
My mentor, who brought me up, a lady who started out as a secretary out of high school for AAA and became their CEO and got her master's and PhD while she was a CEO,
wow.
Brought me right along on her bootstraps to become vice president. And one of the things that she did was she got me involved in AAA nationally. I can't tell you how much of a difference that made in my life in terms of this is not where you do business. This is where you conduct business. You do business out there, you know, in terms of meeting people and getting involved.
I'm always fascinated to learn about the different kinds of businesses and how business owners seek to meet a need in the market. During our conversation, John shared a story about how AAA got started.
AAA started back in 1900, and Cleveland and Buffalo were both the originating clubs of AAA, where people who had automobiles joined together to lobby government for equitable legislation, because there were laws in Buffalo that said that if you were driving one of those machines and a horse and buggy was coming the other way, you needed to pull off, turn your engine off, let that horse and buggy go by, and then crank it up again, physically crank it up again, and proceed. And half of the time when you pulled over, you were in the mud. So AAA was a natural birth from that anti-car legislation back in those days.
It's fascinating.
We turned our attention to the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce. I asked John what really works for him.
So when you got plugged in here, what was something that worked for you?
Probably the best thing was that the meetings of this chapter. I have a footprint here in University City that is where my business really resides, and I needed to start meeting some of the businesses, some of the people who are the decision makers in this area, and the best place to do that was going to a monthly meeting and seeing that there were, you know, 50 plus people at any given meeting that I could get to know and let them know about what we do here.
Mm-hmm. So how do you go about doing that? If you're going to a meeting, what does that look like for you?
Network 101, you know, it's all about introducing ourselves to people and making it all about them. People will ask a lot of questions and it offers a chance for the dialogue. From my perspective, networking is all about them, not about me. So I want to find out about their business, about what they do. You know, everybody's got to take a vacation, no matter what business you're in. I want to be there to make those plans for them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more being inquisitive and curious about, you know, who they are and what they do.
So what do you think is something that would surprise people to know about AAA?
Oh, my gosh. I think that the thing for me is that everyone who knows AAA knows that we provide emergency road service on the road. But members from a year to 50 years of membership are always amazed that with all the other things that we do. Our Show Your Card and Save discount program is just a far-reaching benefit to AAA members that pays their dues for them every year when they're using their card, and whether it's renting a Hertz car or a Penske truck or getting glasses at Lens Crafters or shoes at Rack Room. You know, there's discounts that they get as members of AAA. And of course, you know, what's near and dear to my heart is Travel Operations. We're the largest leisure travel agency in the country, and people don't know it.
John spoke about a program the Chamber of Commerce offers to renewing members called the Legacy Program, and how he decided to take part in it. He also shared some great tips on maximizing the impact of sponsoring a luncheon event.
The Legacy Program, which, you know, here's this offer, you know, for or on a renewal of your membership dues to have a free booth at, you know, one of our meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it didn't take me 10 seconds to say, yeah, I want to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it's helpful to get the word out about mm-hmm. these things. Thinking about nuts and bolts mm-hmm. for this, when you have the opportunity to do that, what exactly do you do?
Oh, easy. I just collect the things that I would like to be able to distribute to people to let them know about AAA, whether it's an initial application for someone who has not been a member, or for people who are members to get that message across that we do more than the emergency road service that was primarily the reason I joined for. But for me, I've got to stay out there and in the front of the of a table to tell people, you know, there's more than just that protection.
So you've got a table, you've got some literature, mm-hmm. you have an opportunity to put the banner, a banner or sign up, yep. saying, hey, AAA, and then people come by, and what happens?
You've got a captive audience, basically. People who are attending these meetings are both networking and seeing who's there from a sponsorship standpoint, and they're going to visit the booth. And My booths, I've always stood in front of the table instead of behind the table, because that's where I can engage people and draw them in. And just it's not like a county fair, but it is, you've got to get people's attention and bring them over to your table to talk a little bit. And that's kind of how I work a table.
Let's say you're working the table. I come up and mm-hmm. chat with you. What happens at the end of that conversation, or what's your next step, or how's that a win for you?
Typically, for me, it's a question and answer type of thing to find out where there is a niche for me to pursue. For someone who's not been a member of AAA, it's working towards, enrolling them and letting them know why they need to be a member. If it's someone who's been a member for 25 years, it's more to plant that seed of other things that I can do to make that membership more valuable. At the end of the day, we're trading business cards. I'm making contacts when I get back to the office to follow through and follow up to make sure that I don't pass on that opportunity.
Each chapter of the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce has a signature event. John was a part of the University City chapter, and he told me about how being a sponsor for that event was a big win for him. And it got him some great food, too.
Of course, a signature event is the taste of University, and that is just a great community event that brings in not only chamber members, but people from all over University City who work here or may not reside here, where people reside here and may not work here, but they're coming to that event to taste what the restaurants locally have and to visit with some of the businesses that partake in that as well. So the board is involved in...
What's something fun that you've done with the chamber?
Probably the taste is the most fun. I mean, it was a chance for me to... to engage with my employees as well as members of the chamber, and just anytime you get out to an event like that outdoors, and music's playing, the food and wine and everything is going on.
You argue with that, right?
Yeah,
great weather, great food.
It was
music going on in the background.
I'm a social person, and that was just a great opportunity for me to socialize and obviously even socialize with my team, and get them out of the office here and have them have a chance to have some fun as well.
Have you been involved with the University City Taste before this year, or is that?
I attended in my first year as a member, and mm-hmm. Then last year I participated in having a table, mm-hmm. I joked with Kim Alred that my table was right next to the restaurant at the House of Lang, mm-hmm. and they had some great egg rolls, and so the line formed because the word got out that their egg rolls were so good, and everyone had to go by my booth to get their egg roll, so we had a captive audience. I mean, we got in conversations with everyone that came by. And I said that was just perfect booth
so
location.
How can you get your booth next to them?
That's
this
right,
year, right,
absolutely. So seeing how much of a fun event that was, and a great community event, and just all the people that came out for it, the first thing I did when I got on the board was talk to Nathan and said, look, put me on that committee, put me, whatever that's where I want to get involved.
How is it that volunteering for the board is a win? How can that possibly be? It's a bunch of time. It's a bunch of effort. It's certainly, you're not selling anything when you go to a board meeting. Why is that worth your time?
It's certainly worth the time because you're getting to know people on a one-to-one basis. You're getting to work side by side We all do our respective jobs every day, but working on the board is an opportunity to really work side by side with someone with a, from a totally different industry, but with a common purpose, which is, you know, to make an event take place, to, if it's Power Up, you know, to get, you know, some, you know, coaching to the businesses who are going to be competing for Power Up. It's an opportunity to really fine-tune some of the skills we have as managers and leaders in our own businesses, and just to put them into place in a different role.
John told me that his business is all about relationships. Relationships that many times start through connections at the Chamber of Commerce and then grow over time. On this idea of relationships, AAA has learned a way to create raving fans who become customers for life. What are some things that you can do for your customers that will make them love you so much that they become your raving fans?
So we know that if we touch one of our members with three of our services over the course of a year, that they'll be members for life. And it's just simply, if we can get them to, you know, we don't want everybody to have a flat tire, obviously, you know, but we're there for that protection. But if we can get them to, you know, pick up a map, to book a car rental, to book a cruise, to talk to one of our insurance agents about their auto or homeowner's policy, we'll have them forever. And typically, most members, you know, join at a tender age of 16 or 17 when their parents say, you know, you got your learner's permit, you need to have AAA.
John was so enthusiastic about his involvement in the chamber that I asked him why he was so passionate. He said it had to do with his ability to be a sponsor for events combined with the connections he made with other business leaders during the monthly chapter luncheons. He even offered some tips on how to get the most from networking during those luncheons, too.
What's one way the chamber has really helped with the work that you do? How's the chamber? What's something specifically that the chamber has done?
Well, I mentioned earlier the Legacy Program, mm-hmm. and having been a part of chambers for quite a while, and the Charlotte Chamber particularly, you know, there is a lot of opportunities to get the word out about what we do. So we're here to grow our business, you know, obviously, and if the chamber can help in that regard, that's why we pay dues every year. But when the chamber came back to me and said, here's an opportunity, and thanks for renewing your membership and staying active in the as a member, here's an opportunity for you to not have to reach into your pocket for maybe another sponsorship opportunity, but just to simply, on a complimentary basis, to display at one of the luncheon meetings and to also display at one of their orientation sessions coming up. And I really appreciated that. That's a rare thing. And in fact, I've shared it with a couple of other chambers, and they said, boy, that's a pretty good idea. That probably would help our renewal rate, you know? And I said, I bet it would, you know, if you could take advantage of it. What amazed me, though, was how many members of the chamber here in Charlotte have not taken advantage of that program. And why wouldn't you want to have a chance to display and to talk about your business at a luncheon meeting with 50 people there? So it's been a great opportunity that I've taken advantage of, and hopefully I can help spread the word to other businesses that it's there, take it, you know, it's free.
If you're sitting across the table connecting with somebody who's been a chamber member and they're thinking, John, this isn't working for me, I'm not getting value from my chamber membership, What's something you would share with them that might help turn that a little bit, change the momentum for them?
I think it's involvement. You know, I would try to gauge the level of interest that they've or investment that they've done other than the financial investment. If they're attending the monthly meetings on a fairly regular basis, I don't think I see or hear that question coming up. Mm. I think that those people who are showing up are seeing the value and seeing the, whether it's the value of that particular speaker or the value of the people they've engaged and talked to during the lunch. You know, one of the things I suggest to people is that if you're really going to network, you know, plan on being at the event a half hour before it's sitting down to lunch, because you've missed an opportunity if you're not, you know, making the rounds in the room. And there are people who actually stay after the meeting's adjourned and talk to another, you know. So I think more so it's the person who's not coming to these monthly meetings, who's a member here in University City, that is at risk for non-renewal. Because if they've paid the dues and are not doing even the luncheon meetings, there's going to be a they're going to be hard pressed to sense the value.
Sure. And people don't necessarily call you and say, hey, I see you're a chamber member, let me do business with you.
Right.
John also talked about how the speakers have helped him improve his skills and how he's looking forward to an upcoming luncheon so that he can learn even more about social networking.
We had a meeting last year that we brought in an expert on LinkedIn. And so it was very much an instructional luncheon on just how to make the best out of that that social media for business. And I've kind of prided myself in being pretty active in LinkedIn. And a period of time where I was in transition, it was LinkedIn that got me and kept me in contact with hundreds of people who were associates in the travel industry. That's ultimately what got me, moved to the Carolinas and working here in AAA in Charlotte. So it was very interesting to hear him speak about some of the techniques, speak about some of the two ways to master LinkedIn. And I know that since then we've talked about it as a board, and we're bringing someone in to do a similar type of instructional luncheon on Twitter. So that's coming up in the next couple of months, and I don't tweet at this point, so I am anxious to learn a little bit more about how I can use that effectively.
Well, it's been great. Thank you very much for sitting down with me. We'll get
my pleasure.
Thanks for joining us for another Charlotte Chamber of Commerce member success story. Today we heard from John Connors from AAA Vacations. John talked about how the Chamber of Commerce allowed him to make connections that became relationships, and those relationships helped him grow the business. Specifically, John talked about how making connections through going to monthly chapter luncheons, even buying sponsorships at events and luncheons, helped other chamber members begin to notice his business and help draw them into becoming his customers. Join us next time for another Charlotte Chamber of Commerce member success story. For the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce, this is Tom Cooper, signing off.